When is the Sabbath? What does the Sabbath day look like for you? Do you have a day in your week for resting your body and praising your Savior? If so, what day is it? The look and feel of Shabbat, the Sabbath, has changed immensely over the centuries. Until the year 321 AD, the Sabbath always began at sundown on Friday. Everything necessary to get through Saturday was prepared in advance, and since they didn't have electricity, sundown signaled the wind-down period of the day. But it wasn't simply a day of rest. It was also the day the family would unite as one group, listening to the leader of the day who would read from the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. All the people would respond in unison with praises and thankfulness, their minds focused only on their Creator for the day. No sounds of building, farming, chores, or any other kind would be heard. Nothing but conversation with Father. Then along came Constantine, the first Roman emperor to convert to Christianity. He decided that Sunday should be a legal day of rest. Following that, in 363 AD, the Council of Laodicea made it a law that all Christians must work on Saturday and rest on Sunday. Since that time, the Sabbath seems to have morphed into whatever day we choose for whatever we choose. Sleeping in is popular. Most of us have no idea how it gladdens Father's heart when we unite to spend time with Him. The time is coming when I will gather together all nations and languages. They will come and see my glory. Isaiah 66:18. Every month on Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, and every week on Shabbat, every living will come worship in my presence, says Adonai, the Lord. Isaiah 66:23. Weekly family reunions with Father as the guest of honor await you in eternity, but we are also commanded to practice the joy of uniting for Him while we walk in the flesh. Today that may look different than it did 6 months ago. Most churches gave in to the government demand that they close because they are not essential, and many have not reopened due to social distancing guidelines, etc. However, closing did not stop all of the gatherings, as many people plugged in through the magic of Zoom or other similar platforms. Some in-person services are now happening in parking lots and backyards or other large open spaces, and a few are still opening their doors to celebrate as usual. And let us keep paying attention to one another in order to spur each other on to love and good deeds, not neglecting our own congregational meetings, as some have made a practice of doing, but rather encouraging each other. Hebrews 10, verses 24-25. Plug into the family and be recharged.